This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to continue with you a study which I began last time entitled, I Will Remember Their Sin No More. This passage is found in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 34, and should also be studied in connection with Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, where we find the words, Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Especially I want to call your attention to the fact that the Lord says, I will remember their sin no more. Now, based on that, I raise the question of the fact that we as human beings are involved in remembering. We also are involved in forgetting. And I pointed out some of the things we forget, such as other people's names, other people, various complicated things that we've studied in school, and so on. We also remember things, some things we ought not to remember, and some things we do. But then we had just at the close of our study last time come to the question, does God forget? Does God remember? Now let's think about some of the things that God does not forget. Number one, He does not forget the universe. God created it. He created it through the Word, Jesus Christ. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and the beginning verses of the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. Not only did God create it, but He sustains it. He sustains it through Jesus Christ, Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. That means God is in charge of the universe. He sustains it. He keeps it going. He holds it together, as it were. So He doesn't forget the universe, neither does He forget His creatures. He doesn't forget the birds of the air, Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. He doesn't forget the lilies of the field, Matthew 6, 28. He certainly does not forget any of the animals, any of the plants, or the totality of His universe. Next, He does not forget His children. Other men may, but God does not. We find in Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 15, the question raised, can a mother forget her sucking child? And the answer is given, yea, they may forget. It isn't very likely, and it doesn't happen very often, but sometimes it does. A woman can bring a child into the world and not really love that child and even forget it, mistreat it. Yea, the Bible says, they may forget. But in contrast to that, it makes clear that God never forgets. But I shall never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven on the palms of my hands, and thou art ever before me. Let it be a source of great comfort to you today to know that God has your name, as it were, written in the palms of His hands. Of course, that's not to be taken literally, but the idea there is conveyed that God knows all about every one of us. He knows even how many hairs are on our head. He knows every thought in our minds. He knows every problem we have. He knows every adversity, every thing that we have in our lives that's distressing us. God knows about it. He knows our blessings. He knows what we ought to be thankful for. And He never forgets us. He does not forget the suffering, the sorrowing, and the perplexed. He does not forget the lost. The Bible tells us in what might be well termed the golden text of the Bible, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, where He gave the commission that His faithful disciples should go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. So God does not forget the lost. The great and basic mission of the church for which Jesus died is the proclamation of the gospel, the salvation of the souls of men by the making known of the gospel. So God doesn't forget the lost, and He doesn't forget the good that men do. Every good deed, every kind word, everything that's done for somebody else in the name of God, He knows about it and does not forget it. Neither does He forget the evil that we do, as long as we are impenitent. The Bible makes clear that God is good, but He's also severe toward those who live a rebellious life. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we continue our study of things God remembers and things He forgets. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.